you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
It is a Wednesday, and as you know, on Wednesdays, we do everything that has to do with entrepreneurship, a small business, and the like. It is 13 minutes after the hour, 7 p.m., and welcome to Business Sense. If you've just joined us on Adventist World Radio, we are powered by SID Media. Over the last few weeks, we have been promoting ASI and learning about what the organization actually does and why it exists in the first place. Now, for those who may have missed those conversations, ASI is a membership-based organization of Seventh-day Adventist lay people who are enthusiastic about actively participating in the church's worldwide mission to spread the gospel of Christ to the world. This unique and diverse group of members ranges from business owners to individual professionals to supporting ministries. Now, today, we want to talk about some of the actual projects that ASI has been involved in developing in our SID territory or SID region. And this evening we are joined by Mathuzela Msukete, and they are going to tell us a little bit about that. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Am I pronouncing your name correctly there, Mathuzela Msukete?
Mathuzela Msukete, you are pronouncing it correctly. I see.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Angola, I believe.
All the way from Angola, yes.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time. What time is it at this particular point when we're having this conversation?
We are 1 hour behind you, so here is quarter past six now.
Quarter past six. All right, interesting. It is quarter past seven this side, so really, really exciting. We've been talking about your organization over the last few weeks, and I know we've been promoting it quite a lot right here on Adventist World Radio, and it has certainly been a pleasure. Exactly. But there are people who might not know a little bit or might not even know about ASI. Are you able to just give us a brief history of ASI and what exactly the organization does?
Thank you very much. Can you hear me properly? I kind of hear some feedback. Can you hear me properly?
I can hear you properly, 100%.
Wonderful, wonderful. ASI is a lay ministry-based organization associated with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, with the mission of, in collaboration with the church, carry and finish the work of the Lord here on earth. ASI is an organization which brings together all the lay members, business people, lay evangelists under the same umbrella, so that together with the ministers, we carry forth the work of the Lord. As Sister White had said, the work of the Lord on earth will not finish until the men and women which are part of the church join hands together with the ministers to carry forth this work towards its end. So we are all called upon to be co-laborers in this vineyard of our Lord.
Indeed, that's a beautiful. And in the African continent, when did it start?
There could be initiatives in different divisions.
Yeah.
Talking particularly in the SID, was officially launched formally in 2018, more specifically in May 2018. However, there's already been some work of ASI coordinated by the SID in the various territories of the SID, in the various countries, in the union levels, which has begun actually much before that. But formally, as a structure within the SID level, was just formally created in May 2018.
Fantastic, fantastic. And when did you become a member personally?
Well, I have already been a member of ASI from 2016 when it was reorganized in Angola. From that same year, I was invited to join. I was always very keen with lay ministry, and this has my involvement with it has led that I was also invited to join as an officer of ASI in 2018 at SID structure level when it was launched. So I've been for a number of years now.
Fantastic. You could have said no. What was the reason for you not saying no when you were invited to join?
I could have said no, but I think that would be not wise enough.
Ah, okay.
There are a lot of benefits becoming an ASI member.
Okay, that's beautiful.
You know, Elijah,
yeah,
when he was before the prophets of Baal, and the situation seemed to be going out against him, and he ran away from the queen, Jezebel, he came to a point, he was full of desperation, and he says, Lord, I am the only one who left. Everybody else has died, or everybody else has given in.
Yeah.
And you know what God's answer was?
Sure.
Look, I have 7,000 other prophets who have not bowed before Baal. So when you join ASI, if you are running a ministry by yourself, trying to do a lot of efforts, you might feel some sense of isolation initially, and then you might actually end up believing you are doing a lot. But when you come to the umbrella and you experience that relationship, and you see the testimonies which other people are going through and are developing to work for the Lord, it's just so inspiring. One cannot experience ASI convention and be the same person. You will definitely change.
Oh, fantastic. I think the conviction behind your voice might want to get a few people behind the organization and joining it as well. It's for professionals and business people, or anyone can join?
Everybody can join. We are all invited. We are all called to come and collaborate in the Vineyard.
Ah, fantastic.
And believe me, once you do that, you will not be the same. The passion for Christ, working for the Lord, is amazing. The spirit of contributing to the Lord's vineyard is amazing. The experience is amazing. You will not be the same.
Ah, fantastic. That makes a whole lot of sense. I think a lot of our listeners as well, myself included, I'm very convinced from just the last few moments.
I hope
moments.
To see you there.
I hope so as well. Now, you are at a level where you are the SID Director of Logistics. Now, what does that role actually entail?
The role entails a lot of things, but the most significant... coordinate, to arrange, to prepare for the yearly convention that mark your calendar. Every second week of May, every year, we have an ASI convention. So we work a lot along the year to prepare all the logistics, and along with all the other directors, to put together this major event where people come from all over the SID territory to come together and just fellowship and share experiences and share testimonies and talk about projects. How can we best serve the Lord with that joy?
I see. So administratively, it sounds like it requires a lot to do that. What's your typical day when you're preparing for this convention?
It's more an element of collaboration. You know, in SID, as a structure, we work a lot with the local ASI chapters. That means the structure within a specific union territory, or for some countries which more than one union, it could be two different unions, or one union for two different, one chapter with two different, within two different unions. Regardless of the structure, we work with the members on the chapter level who are the front line to help us coordinate and put together the convention. So basically, we are doing more the planning, the administrative aspect for the territory, but the application, the execution of the activities is with a lot of the support from the local chapter members who actually do a lot of work on the ground.
Which
so
then
on our day-to-day, weekly basis, we do meetings led by the ASI president, chairman of the ASI for the SID level, in coordination with all the other directors for the different functions. We bring together whatever package we want to execute, and with the support of the local chapter members, it gets implemented.
Which then leads me to the question that says, how does one become a member? In other words, what's the journey then? Because as you mentioned, there's quite a lot of support that comes from the local structures there. And to me, I'm interpreting that to mean that you start first at the local chapter and you become a member there. What does that look like? What's the journey? Do I start by going and, you know, completing a form? Do I go online? What does it look like?
Yes. On the chapter level, there's a lot of well-organized mechanism to become a member. Once you are a member on the chapter level, you are a member of ASI in the division. It's not you are an ASI member just for Zambia or just for Angola. You are an ASI member, you are an ASI member within the division territory. The chapter level helps to organize, to coordinate better, to keep better control, and of course to boost the growth of the membership within the ASI organization. Now, one of the things important to when we want to become a member of ASI, depending on where you are, if you know an ASI member in your territory, reach out to that person. They will lead you to through the process of having or becoming an ASI member. If in your territory you do not have an organization structured or you do not know, reach your pastor, your local pastor, your conference pastor, who definitely will know how to guide you becoming a member. We have a website. We can share links which you can use for getting registered, and the people behind the scenes will ensure that you get properly registered and with the necessary support that will be required.
Indeed. And then after registration, what is the process there? Am I invited to meetings, to attend meetings, contribute there for the development and advancement of ASI?
You know, the motto of ASI is sharing Christ in the marketplace. Meaning, whatever your daily activity is, your profession or your business, your main question is, how do I share Christ in what I do daily, in my daily endeavors, in my daily dealings? How do I represent Christ best? Once you become a member, one thing that will happen automatically is that you will become part of this big network where people do share testimonies, people do share initiatives, and you will automatically become involved in this energy, in this momentum, in this movement of ministries. And yes, definitely whatever you have as questions, as queries, as needs for clarification, there will be proper structure, there will be enough people to be there to support, to give you guidance, wherever is necessary. But all the support needed will be available.
Indeed. 27 minutes after the hour, 7 p.m. If you've just joined us, welcome to Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. And of course, it being a Wednesday, we're talking everything that has to do with our common theme on Wednesday, which is Entrepreneurship Wednesday. And today we're talking about the role that ASSI is playing as different people in business and professionals as well who are doing their bit for the advancement of the gospel. I love that point that you made just now, Mr. Suketa, that it is about looking at where you are in your professional career, in your business as well, and saying, how do I use the space that I'm in to make sure that I advance the word of God instead of just being a professional and sitting there. Now, it makes me then to think of this particular question to say, I suspect you've got CEOs, you've got managing directors, you've got business people within that, we've got professionals, we've got students, you've got non-professionals and all those sort of stuff. Are there material that I shared for the different people to know to say, if I'm a student and I'm part of ASI, this is what I do in advancing the gospel? So do you have trainings and all those sort of stuff?
We have a lot of information. Right now, as an organization which has recently begun in 2018, there is a lot of areas that we are still developing. This is certainly part of the project to make sure that eventually we end up accommodating all the classes, all the spheres of influence. There is much more interaction within the areas of, you know, ministry, personal ministries, different ministries, as well as business people. On the students, as a student, yes, you still have a lot to do. And you can share Christ in your school, in wherever you are. There are many initiatives that you could get the necessary support as needed.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, what are the benefits? Because I do think that quite a lot of people, you know, argue and think about these things, membership things, on the basis of benefits. What are the benefits? I'm a business person. How does this benefit me? What does it have to offer for me? And maybe specifically for you, Mr. Suketa, how has that membership of ASI benefited you?
Very, very, very good question. Before thinking about benefit, one needs to think about your mission.
Okay.
What is your mission in life?
Yeah.
What are you trying to accomplish in life?
Yeah.
What do you want in life? Then based on what you need, what you want, what your mission is, you can find how you can get the necessary support and benefit to meet your objective, your mission in life. So, once you have established your mission, provided that your mission is to share Christ in the marketplace, you will get a lot of support. Number one is the interaction with the different ministries. Number two, ASI convention, which happens once a year, has as an objective on every convention to select 2 to 3 projects.
Okay.
2 to 3 projects.
Yeah.
For which the convention will make a financial contribution to advance that work. That's a benefit number one. A benefit number two is, particularly for me, when I joined ASI before 2018, I had a mix of interests. One of the interests was I was already running some ministries and I wanted to get more involved. The other was the benefit of networking. You know, it's a pool of a lot of business people who come together and you have the opportunity to share experiences. How do you share Christ within your business, within your type of business? How do you better share Christ? And of course, why not talk about business expansion as well. One of the elements that is going to be introduced in this convention will have a discussion about how can we, within the SID, as Adventists, consider and benefit from the synergies of these business people who could probably be doing business with people who do not share common beliefs or values. How can we pull the synergies? How can we benefit within this relationship of SID to expand our own businesses? This will be a subject of discussion that definitely, if you are a keen business person, you want to be part of it. If you intend to be a keen or intend to be a successful business people, this is the place where you need to look for partnership, because you'll be amongst the people who share the values which you share. But of course, eventually, in the end of it all, it needs to be to the glory of God. We don't want to grow business, to expand business, if it's just to fill our pockets. It's eventually also to say, let's pull synergy to make our SID get better support in advancing the mission. That's what we want. That's what we intend for. And that's what we need to go for.
That's lovely. I like the idea of networking and building synergies in business as well. And I do think that with the rest of the business people within the SID territory, this is a platform to network, grow, build relationships. And, you know, we might just exchange here or two things. You know, if I can export certain things to Zambia, Angola, and maybe Angolians and Zambians can export to South Africa, those type of linkages and network sessions would really be great to advance the gospel, which we can then take some of the proceeds, like you said, and use them towards the advancement of the gospel. So I really like the idea of that networking sessions.
Our this part of the world, our Africa, our SID, we have learned along the years to look outside, and we have learned to depend on support from outside. We have not taken or given ourselves the opportunity to say, we are very resourceful. We are nations, we are a pool of nations with a great potential of resources.
100%.
With the great capabilities installed, which with the right guidance, with the right support, we could make this explode with the mission of the Lord, you know. We need to discuss on these arenas, how can we use our own available resources to make our SID grow, to make the mission move forward, and of course, to create better potential for this region of Africa. Why should we not stop looking outside for support when the outside is actually looking here to find what's going to benefit them? It's looking here to find what they can get of wealth. Why don't we discuss and see how can we do it ourselves and then support the others, you know? Stop receiving and start the giving. We have the potential to do that.
Indeed.
We have just learned or taught ourselves to be lame because we have been depending so much from the outside alone, and we don't believe we have it ourselves. But we do.
Sure, we do indeed. We do indeed. And we need to build some sort of synergy. It's something that I would like to call an integrated, I don't know, integrated development plan, something that would really link us as Africans and also as the SID territory business people within the space where we can literally.
I like the way you started it.
Yeah. I have this idea in my mind.
We'll probably build the organization starting with this integrated thing.
Indeed. So there you go. You see, I've already become a member of ASI just by that.
You are. You just didn't know it.
I just didn't know it. You're quite right. Love that. Now, I just wanted to ask, there are people maybe who joined the organization for wrong reasons. And maybe there are people who join for right reasons. How would you caution that? Are there people who are coming in for selfish reasons? What are your cautions around such?
You know, I say God works in mysterious ways. There are things I would consider to be the wrong reasons, like if you are coming for selfish reasons. Whatever your reason is, come.
Okay.
Once you come, you will be in contact with the reality. And if you are open for the Lord's guidance, the Lord will bless you.
Okay.
and you will do the right work. You
Okay.
might come with the wrong purpose,
Yeah.
but if you give yourself in the hands of the Lord will use you. So for me, the most important is not necessarily the reason that is going to bring you, is how open to be used for the Lord are you. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to Him. So if you are coming for selfish reasons, if you are coming because you want to prosper in business, come. No problem. Whatever area you want to prosper, if it's material or economic prosperity, it all belongs to the Lord, you know. And if He finds you worthy, He will give you. But give yourself to the Lord and He will work with you. Your reasons will be aligned with peace.
Indeed. I love
eventually.
That. I love that. That's a beautiful way to look at it. That's certainly beautiful. And what an encouragement. Whatever the reason you have, that you the gold listeners, whatever reason you have, just come and join. It is a platform that's open to everyone. Now, as we draw to a conclusion, I just wanted to highlight also, and if you can, you spoke about that there's lots of projects that ASI has been doing and has been involved in over the last few years. Are you able to give us some of them, and also maybe more importantly, how was ASI involved in those projects? And from a continuity point of view, are those projects still ongoing, or how have they transpired?
Yes. If I talk in a lot of broad sense in terms of ASI as a composition of lay ministries, the execution of the project is done on the level of the ministries.
Okay.
As a structure, or as a structure, the organization ASI on the SID level is working in supporting the ministries. It's working in giving the right guidance.
Okay.
It's working in a way that when we come to this convention, you present to the convention your project.
Yeah.
It goes through a scrutiny evaluation. If it's deemed worthy of support, ASI will tell you, you know, you are going to benefit of X amount based on the contribution which has been collected. And there are a lot of examples of that. Some benefits coming out might not be necessarily financial, but there's a lot of people, a lot of other resources that you could get. If I talk myself on a few projects that I've been engaged on, actually, before we even had ASI launched in SID, I was already a member of ASI, and I had some own personal ministry, which is focused a lot on constructing churches, building churches. I do not have all the resources needed to build churches. I just have the desire and the willingness, which I trust comes from the Lord. And once I share this desire with people who have the same ASI spirit, who have the same ministry orientation, there is a pool of resources that come. Someone will come and say, I have trucks. I want to join your ministry of building this church. I will have my trucks at your disposal. Someone who has come and say, I'm an architect, I'll make sure I'll redesign your church because this was not the best. We want to make something splendid for us, you know, fantastic, and make something more beautiful. And people will come with different synergies with this ASI spirit. And if it was not for ASI helping with this mindset, helping with this guidance, I would probably not been able to benefit or be part of this important project of advancing the work of the Lord. And this is this is continuous. We have been doing that for a number of years now, and you know, people don't question. They will only say, "You want to do that? I want to be part of it." Let's join hands and let's move on. And we have been moving a lot on that perspective. And I know a lot of similar initiatives within our territory, within our SID territory, which has been working in that perspective, in that with that approach, which is actually the spirit of ASI. How can I do something for Christ? How can I use my talent, my profession? How can I share Christ in the marketplace?
Sure, that's really beautiful. Now, you said the convention is coming up later on now in May. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What is it about? Who's involved? What are some of the highlights that people can look forward to? I know we spoke about the conversations around business as well, and building networks is one of those. What are the others that are coming up at the convention?
Wonderful. Very, very important question. You know, the convention will take place in Livingstone, Zambia, from the 10th to the 13th. Which is next week.
Yeah.
If you did not book your plane or your transport, make sure you do it. Otherwise, you will hurt when you hear the testimonies and the nice stories.
Yeah.
Okay. So there will be a lot of discussions in a lot of subjects. There will be very nice and good guest speakers. We have Dr. Muyabala, who stays in South Africa, has their own ministry in health. We have our own ASI, SID president, Elder Denguri from Zambia. We have Brother Tagwire. We have Wesley Bean. We have Lindonga. We have Barbara Kasaka. We have Pete Kansiamfuko. We have a lot of guests, important speakers addressing on very important subjects. Some subjects will have some business nuggets, some subjects. The theme of the ASI convention this year is enterprise unusual. What is this enterprise unusual? Come and have part. We'll talk on branding, we'll talk on communication and so on. One important element you want to note, the Zambian president, the head of state,
okay,
will be participating.
Oh, nice.
In our ASI convention.
Oh, nice.
He's coming to visit the ASI convention.
Sure.
So why should you stay out?
Would you want to miss out?
Why would you want to miss?
Sure.
It's going to happen in Livingstone, a beautiful sight to behold. You know, we'll have a moment where people will be given the chance to, you know, just appreciate God's creation. So it's going to be a fantastic moment that you want to spend there. Make sure you make plans. Come, be there from Wednesday to Saturday all together with us. And you will, I guarantee you, you will never want to miss an ASI convention ever again.
Yeah, sounds very exciting. Is there any social media platforms where people can follow? You shared the website as well. If you can share with us the URL as well there.
Yes, our website, for those who want to register, the website's receiving registration right now. It is www.asi-sid.org.
Okay.
I'll say that again.
Yeah.
www.asi-sid.org.
Okay.
If you enter into this website, you will find the register now button and you will be able to register. Okay. We will have present Seed Media, which is our Hope Channel representative in our division. We will eventually, when the convention begins, share links where some people might follow up with the main highlights of what is happening. But the best is to come and be part of it live. Enjoy with us in lifting the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You know, come and lift him up and he will draw you unto him.
Indeed, that's beautiful. So people can go to the website. We'll continue to share that website and also continue to share More information about the convention as well that's upcoming next week. Well, as Mr. Suketa said, if you haven't booked your tickets yet, please go and make sure that you book them now. But also remember to register on the website as well. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time to talk to us this evening. We really appreciate your time. And I know for a fact that the Lord is going to be leading and this convention is going to be successful. May God continue to bless your efforts as you work for Him in His kingdom and also in our businesses and professional lives.
Thank you very much. May indeed. God bless all our listeners. May God bless the Adventist World Radio as he carries forth the work of the Lord in finishing the work. Mm. We are all part of this lay ministry, all part of this great vineyard which our Lord himself has started, and we are just invited to join in to bring a powerful end.
Thank you so much. Have a good one and good evening.
Good evening.
Well, that was Mr. Suketa there, all the way from Angola. Huh? We are international right here on Business Sense.
Adventist Layman Services and Industries, ASI Southern African Indian Ocean Division, invites you to the 2023 SID ASI Convention. This year's convention theme is Enterprise Unusual and will be held at the new Fairmount Hotel, Livingston, Zambia, from the 10th to the 13th of May, 2023. Registration before the 15th of April is $150, and after that, it is $200. Contact your local conference for more details or call SID on +27 012 345 7000. ASI is a membership-based organization of Seventh-day Adventist lay people who are enthusiastic about actively participating in the church's worldwide mission to spread the gospel of Christ to the world. This unique and diverse group of members ranges from business owners to individual professionals to supporting ministries.
Tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is now exactly 10 minutes before the hour, 8 p.m. And what a lovely conversation we had there with Mr. Suketa, all the way from Angola, telling us about the convention that's taking place in Livingston in Zambia. And very interestingly, Mr. H.H., that is the Honorable President of Zambia, they will also be part of that convention. So there's really a lot to look out to. So please do make sure that if you haven't gone onto the website and booked your tickets, you do exactly that. It is asi-sid.org. That is asi-sid.org. That's definitely the right one there. So I hope that you've enjoyed and loved that presentation and talk we did.
AWR.
Your obedience comes as a result of the wonderful love that we have seen happening on the cross. Mm. That the great God of ours came down from heaven and died for my sins.
This and more on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.